Welcome to The Fighting Priests, a podcast exploring orthodoxy and jiu-jitsu. Two paths, one struggle. Father Ted Periskevopoulos and Father Thomas Sandberg are two orthodox Christian priests who also happen to be practitioners of jiu-jitsu. Together, they explore how these two unique worlds intersect and what it means for our spirituality. Here's Father Ted and Father Thomas.
Hi, everybody, and welcome back to The Fighting Priest. My name is Father Ted Periskevopoulos, and I'm here with a very special episode. Father Thomas is away for this episode, but I do have a temporary visiting co-host, and that is my daughter, Katerina Periskevopoulos, who is also a jiu-jitsu practitioner. She's been training along with her brothers, George, her twin brother George, who has been on the podcast before twice, and also her little brother Angelo, who is now seven. All three of my children, they train at Rev MMA, Gracie Toronto Jiu-Jitsu under Joel Gershon, and she has been training for almost 3 years now, and she is visiting with me today. And we're going to be talking about a topic that we haven't really discussed before on the podcast, which is the importance of young people, especially children, training and learning how to protect themselves. Being young and dangerous is the theme of our podcast today. And I welcome my daughter, Katerina. Katerina, welcome to the podcast.
Hello, everyone.
Yes. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Are you excited? Because I know you wanted to be... You know, you were a little jealous that your brother George got to go on the podcast before you. And you were like, Daddy, when am I going to be on the show, right? So today is your lucky day. And are you excited?
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Okay. So, Katerina, I'm going to ask you, I guess, some questions because, okay, first of all, how old are you right now?
I am almost 11 years old.
Yeah. So you'll be 11 in January, right? So you have a little bit, you have a few months left. But, and you've been training jiu-jitsu now for almost 3 years. Mm-hmm. You actually started in the middle of the pandemic with your brother Angelo. George was training, when we were actually locked down, and then you went back to the dojo when everything reopened. So, how do you like it so far?
It's really good. It's fun. It's good exercise, and it teaches you a lot of stuff, like how to protect yourself and your friends.
Mm-hmm. What belt are you right now?
Right now I am a yellow stripe.
Mm-hmm. Yellow white stripe, right? Yeah, that's good. So that's like the first level in the yellow series, right? So mm-hmm. you went through white belt, you went through gray stripe, you went through solid gray, and now you're in yellow stripe. So yeah, how often do you train a week?
I train usually 3 times a week.
Yeah, probably 2 or 3, right? Mm-hmm. Depending on the week. Okay, that's good. And along with your brother George, he's in the same class with
yes.
you. Angelo's in the junior program, mm-hmm. so he's in the smaller group. Okay, and so like we were talking, you know, before we kind of started recording today, one of the reasons why I train jiu-jitsu, and why one of the reasons why Father Thomas trains jiu-jitsu, as we've discussed many times before, is that we think that it is not only really good for us, like it teaches us discipline, and it teaches us how to be strong and how to be, you know, motivated in life, but also it helps us be safe, right? It helps us to have the ability to protect ourselves. And you're 10 years old. What grade are you in at school?
I'm in grade 5.
Grade 5. Do you feel that, you know, now having done almost 3 years of jiu-jitsu, do you feel that you are, do you feel safer at school? Do you feel more confident? Like, how has it affected you as like a young person, especially in school and amongst other people?
I feel a lot more confident and safer. And I feel like I could protect my friends more from bullies, other people who try to hurt you.
Mm-hmm. Do you find that there are a lot of, like, at your school, are there a lot of bullies or not so many?
Like, I feel like a lot of them graduated now, but there are, I feel like, a lot of bullies at our school, particularly one that tried to start a fight.
You had an experience like that?
Yes, I have had.
How long ago?
So it was during the winter. I was minding my own business in the schoolyard. And let's say, well, I thought one of my friends came up to me and said, hey, you always say, you know, how you can do jiu-jitsu, fight me. And I'm like, why? I don't fight, like, I don't attack, I only defend. So I don't want to, like, attack you for no reason. So this girl, she tries to lunge at me, so... you know, defending myself, I dodge and do a double leg tank down, and I sit on a mount. And after that,
well, this was outside in the snow?
Yeah, this was in the snow.
So for those of you who are listening, I actually have not heard this story before. This is like amazing because my daughter did not tell me about this when this happened. This happened about a year ago and last winter, and I didn't even know this happened. So, okay, so the girl, she's one of your friends kind of, but she wanted to pick a fight with you for no reason.
Yes, because
she just wanted to see if you know how to fight?
Because I was telling, you know, I was talking to my closer friends, like just talking about my week, like when I, like free schedule, and I, like, you know, said I do jujitsu. And I feel like this girl might have been jealous, and she's like, oh, you say you know how to fight, fight me. So after I went on out with her, it was kind of...
So she lunged at you, you did a double leg, you said?
Yeah.
And like where, on the outside, like on the snow?
On the snow.
Okay, so it was soft, okay. Yeah. Okay, so you did a double leg takedown on the snow.
And I try to be careful.
Yeah, of course, right? Situational awareness. We talk about that all the time, right? So you did a double leg takedown, you took her down, and you went to mount, you said?
Yes. Surprisingly, no teachers saw because we were behind a big mount of snow. But after, like, when I was on mount, after that was very confusing. Like, she said, kind of like apologized, and then she's like, okay, let's just forget this never happened. I'm like, okay.
So she stopped being aggressive right away as soon as you were on mount?
Yeah.
She didn't continue the fight?
Yeah, she told me to just forget about it. And to this day right now, we are not friends because I feel like a friend doesn't try to hurt you or try to pick up like a fight. And mm-hmm. I think that's a very toxic relationship. So I ended that.
Okay. But she never bothered you again as far as like trying to have
no,
a fight with you?
No, not really. Like, once she did ask me for like another time, like proof, like try to fight me at my school, like to meet up, like fight. And I sent her a picture of my belts and my gi, and she's like, oh, that proves nothing. And I'm like, and this is after this whole incident again. So, you know, I just try to ignore her much. Like, I just ignored it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because we know we never want to fight, right? We never, mm-hmm. unless we absolutely have to defend ourselves, which of course
that's
you did.
That's what I said. I told her this many times, like, I don't attack, I only defend. And she's like, oh, you don't know how to fight? Like, I'm like, no, I know how to fight. I just don't want to fight.
Yeah, of course. And you shouldn't, it's not just not to get in trouble at school, because of course we're not supposed to be fighting anywhere. Like, what is the best fight? The best fight is the one you never have to do. You never have to have, right? So you always walk away. And definitely. only if the person is you know, trying to hurt you, you defend yourself. So, you know, what I liked about when you told me this today is that you know, you didn't try to hurt her. Like, you know, she lunged at you, she tried to grab you, and you told me earlier that she tried to punch you, but you did the double leg takedown on a soft snow, so you knew that she wasn't gonna get hurt. You went to mount and you just basically controlled her, but you didn't punch her, you didn't do anything else further than what you had to, just to basically stop her from hurting you, which is the most important thing. And that's really what jiu-jitsu is there to do, like to protect you and to protect other people around you, right? So I'm really glad and I'm proud of you for that, because that's exactly what you're supposed to do in those types of situations, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what about your friends? Like, so your friends were around and, you know, they were discussing this, like this kind of, this so situation, like, what did it affect their opinion of, you know, like, are any of them interested in training jiu-jitsu? Did they think that it was, like, a good thing that you did? Like, what was their reaction to it?
So I think right before this happened, like, one or two of them left. I think there's only one of my friends, like, kind of there, like, talking, I think, to another friend. They didn't see much of it. Like, I think most of them left. But if one of them did see it, I think I did prove to them that I actually know, like, martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of my friends is interested in doing it because she gets often bullied at, not just in school, but in other places where, you know, other people are not there for her. And, yeah, so one of my friends, I feel like, is interested in doing it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good because, yeah, like, you should encourage her. I think that's very important. You know, do you think, okay, so you're a 10-year-old girl. Do you think it's more important for girls to study and practice jiu-jitsu than boys? Like, yes or no?
I think, like, both should know how to fight because, again, like, sexist could go both ways. Like, boys could say girls can do this, girls can say boys can do that. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they should both know, because, like, you know, let's say if you're actually in trouble, it could be a female or a male.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, a few years ago, I think I was in grade one or grade two, there's one boy who's being sexist to all the girls, saying, oh, you can fight. And, you know, I ignored it mostly. I didn't want it to become a big problem. I tried to be the bigger person. And if I knew jiu-jitsu back then, I feel like I would feel way more confident. I started to, like, get second-guessing myself once or twice, but I didn't really let it get to me because I knew he was wrong.
Mm-hmm. So now you feel like you have a confidence to, not to, to use you with the skills that you have, but you know that you could if you had to.
Yes, yeah, I feel way more confident and safer now.
Mm-hmm. So you don't really feel afraid at school or anywhere else?
No. Yeah, I do not.
That's the most important thing. Do you think other kids who maybe don't train, or, you know, don't have the benefit of studying jiu-jitsu or any other martial art, do you think they feel afraid sometimes?
I feel like some do feel afraid. Like, I'm kind of the bodyguard for my friends. Like, mm-hmm. like my best friends, in case they ever get bullied, I'm, like, there standing, like, right in front of them. I say, leave them alone. Because those who don't know self-defense, or let's say they don't have a very big mindset, like, they second-guess themselves a lot, they listen to bullies, I feel like, yes, they can feel, like, afraid, because if the bully, like, says, oh, like, tries to hurt them, like, I feel like they're like, oh, what am I going to do? And I think sometimes they do feel afraid, but that's why if you don't know martial arts, you should at least have someone there for you that does.
Yeah, it's important to have a friend. It's important to have a friend at all times.
Yes.
But it's better to know yourself, because you don't know when you'll ever be alone, right?
100%.
Because, you know, that's what we do at jiu-jitsu, right? Like, what do we do when we roll? Like, we're imitating somebody attacking us.
Yes.
Right? That's what you're doing every time you're rolling at the dojo, and you're sparring with people. And it's basically every time you're going there, you are practicing somebody attacking you and how to get out of those bad situations over and over.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's never done that before, they don't know, their brain, like, will just shut down. They will not know what to do. They will literally freeze up. But you've done it so many times that automatically, like, that girl, she lunged at you, you didn't hesitate, you knew exactly what to do, because you've done that so many times in sparring, right?
Yes, I definitely, like, I think it's a good suggestion to everyone to know martial arts so they could protect themselves, because in a situation, your friend's not always there. That's the most important thing. Let's say, like, if you're out in the street, like, you don't have anyone there, like, what are you gonna do? Because your friend's not always going to be by your side 24/7. Like, let's say someone tries to, like, pick a fight on you at the street. If your friend's not there, you know, you're stuck. So I think you should always know martial arts. Like, even if you have a friend that, like, does know, they're not always going to be with you. Because what happens when they're not with you?
Correct. Yeah, you have to be able to depend on yourself.
You can't always depend on them, because if they're not there...
Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that jiu-jitsu teaches us. It teaches us self-reliance, right? To be able to defend and depend on ourselves, right? In any situation, so that we're, you know, we're calm and we don't get nervous and we don't get afraid in bad situations. We can think clearly and be able to get out of bad situations, right?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. How do you feel about the fact that, you know, like, do you like the fact that your brothers also train? So, like, our whole family pretty much... is training this, like, does it make you feel, is it a good feeling that you're basically, your whole family and all your siblings train jiu-jitsu as well?
Yes, it is a very good feeling, because it makes me way less worried about them. Like, I know that they can somewhat defend themselves, so I think it is a very good idea that my siblings, my father, everyone is training, because, like, we're not always gonna, like, be together the entire time, like, 24/7. So I think it's really good that, like, almost my entire family knows jiu-jitsu, so they can protect themselves. It does make me feel a lot less worried and safer.
Mm-hmm. And it's something that we all do together, so it's kind of like a group activity.
Fun.
Yeah, it's fun. We all go to the dojo together. Sometimes we roll at home together.
Make friends there, too. Yeah. I met friends along the way.
Sure. We have just as many friends at the dojo as we do at school and other places, right?
Yes.
And sometimes the same kids who go to school also go to the dojo as well. That's great. Okay. Is there, like, anything else? Like, I know you know, you're young and you're dangerous now, and dangerous is good. Dangerous is not always a bad thing, but to be dangerous, you know, is to kind of have the ability to be dangerous, but you don't use it because yes. you use self-control, right? You know, so we talked about how you feel safe, how you feel confident, how you know what to do in a bad situation, how you can help others who don't know how to help themselves. Is there anything else like that you find is good about training jiu-jitsu as a young person that you would like your friends or other people who are listening to this podcast to know? Like, is there any other kind of thing that you think is a benefit, a good thing about training?
I think something else that is a good thing about training is it not just makes you safer, like I've said. Like, what's good about it is you feel like you could depend on yourself, because some people, they have trouble with that. And mm-hmm.
Like self-esteem?
Yeah, self-esteem. They have a low ego, they have low self-esteem. And like, sometimes that could be a good thing, sometimes that could be a bad thing. But you should at least have an average amount of like self-esteem to like rely on yourself. Also, I think one more thing that is very important is if you're going to do jiu-jitsu, I think it's very important to have the right mindset, because let's say you know jiu-jitsu, okay? But if you don't have the right mindset and you don't, let's say some people, they don't want to defend. They just want to prove that they can fight, and they'll attack. And if you have that, like, it's like the saying they say, like great danger comes in like good hands, because if it gets in the wrong hands, that person can also be dangerous. And not using it for self-defense, but using it for other things.
Uh-huh. So you're saying that just because you know jiu-jitsu doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to be a good person. You also have to have, you know, the right type of mentality that, like you said before, you know, you only want to use it for self-defense. You only want to use it for good, and you don't want to use it to dominate people or yes. to, you know, to become a bully. Because there's also people, I'm sure there's people who know martial arts or jiu-jitsu that they are bullies, and they use their jiu-jitsu to bully other people, which is never a good thing.
Yes, like just because, like, you know, doesn't mean, like, sadly, some people out there are not very good people, and since they know jiu-jitsu, they also know how to fight. So they will, if they're bullies or, like, they want to prove that they can fight, or they're just mean people in general, they have anger issues maybe. If they get angry, they exactly know what to do, and then they can actually injury, like, badly hurt someone. Because,
mm-hmm.
like chokes, arm bars, that can lead to, like, big things.
So what you're saying is that it's not just training jiu-jitsu, but it's also a great responsibility to have 100%. This kind of knowledge. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to ask you one more question before we kind of finish off today. You've never competed before because you're still 10 years old. You've been training for about 3 years, but I know you're interested in competing in the future. And you know, when you're ready, I think you'll be able to do it. I've competed a couple of times already. You've even come to see me compete. Why do you think because I know you're interested in it. Why do you want to compete, and why is it important to you to eventually be able to compete in jiu-jitsu?
I think if you do jiu-jitsu, competition is a big thing, because if, let's say, at the dojo, you're rolling with a friend, sometimes, you know, you go a bit easy, like, you know, you don't feel threatened.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a competition, you do feel a little threatened, and that person is going hardcore, like, they're not going easy, you feel threatened, like, it's like an actual fight, and that gives you the experience to be like, oh, if I actually, like, feel threatening, like, what to do. And it's also super fun, like, you know, you get to meet new people, you get to really test out your skills, and, you know, I really hope I can do that in the future, because it is a big step in jiu-jitsu, and I feel like it will help you a lot.
Mm-hmm. It will help you too.
Yes.
Yeah, I would agree with you there that, you know, when I get ready for a competition, because like you said, it's more of a serious thing, and you're going up against people you don't know who they are, and you're training to go 100% because you want to win, right? If you're training for competition, I find that it makes your jiu-jitsu better, because
yes.
you're focusing so much on getting ready for that competition that you train a lot harder, you train more focused, yeah. you have a goal.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, you feel threatening in a way, not always threatening, but like a person you don't know. You know that they're trying to fight for the win, and like you're working super hard, like you're in an actual fight, and that's why you feel more experienced, and you know,
yeah.
you work harder. Sure. And it improves.
And yeah, you improve much faster. That's true. All right. Katarina, thank you for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it and sharing some of your thoughts as a 10-year-old who's been doing jiu-jitsu for about 3 years. Is there anything else that you want to tell our audience, kind of, you know, wrapping up about you know, what you like about jiu-jitsu?
Not really. I think I've said, like, everything, but I just have to say again, I think it's a very good idea to know jiu-jitsu. It will help you in so many ways and, like, people around you.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming on. I hope to have you on again in the future.
Thank you.
And keep training. I hope you keep training with your brothers and with me. And I hope our family keeps training jiu-jitsu forever and ever and ever.
Thank you. You too.
Okay, guys. Thank you for listening, everyone. We will be back in a couple of weeks with another episode of The Fighting Priest. But until then, we will see you all soon. Be safe and keep training. Take care. You have been listening to The Fighting Priests. Feel free to download us on Spotify, Apple iTunes, or anywhere else you get your content. Check us out on Instagram at The Fighting Priests. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at thefightingpriests@gmail.com. Till next time, keep training the body and the soul.